Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the weekend. Happy Friday! Friday! It is 6:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! Nope. Bang it, bang it. Boom, boom, boom. Greg's always like, what's coming out of his mouth? What's he going to say next? I'm like, I have no idea either.
They were both surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always something fun, upbeat, to pump you up. It is Friday. It is a state of mind. The weekend is here. Yeah, it's cool breezes coming in, a dry... Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go too far off the script, Bob.
Stuff, no.
You're gonna impact your credibility. Good morning. Welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we got plenty of business to take care of today. And the big one is going to be President Trump's speech last night. Before we even get to some of the content there, and a lot of it was about election vulnerabilities, possible fraud, things like that. Things that, you know, and issues, they're critically important as we get closer to the midterm elections. And I got to tell you, you've got ABC and NBC refusing to air the president's speech. I don't recall a situation like this in the past. It's probably occurred before, but I can't recall. Now, this is not a State of the Union address, but it's a what you call a primetime speech. And as long as presidents don't use that, go to the well too often, they're usually of a level of importance to where the networks are going to cover them. This is shocking in some ways, I'll be honest with you. CBS did carry it. They cut away just a little early. It was pretty much over. And when the CBS the anchor there, explained why the network was airing much of what the president said, he said even though much of what he said on the security of American elections has been false. This is before he even gives a speech. They're already saying, well, a lot of what he says is false. Well, again, I'm not going to split hairs on this, but just because you didn't have the time to prove something in the court of law, you didn't have time to really get all the information that you needed to prove your case, doesn't necessarily mean that his statements were false. So I want to clarify that right off the bat. But remember, I know a little bit about this. Of course, Greg does as well. We know that we hold a broadcast license. And the reason we're allowed to have that by the authority of the federal government, in this case, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, is that we are supposed to serve the public good. And that means giving people information. That means being maybe part of an emergency broadcast system, things like that. Just getting information out to people. Well, it's the same thing with broadcast licenses that are owned by the big networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. Those licenses aren't owned by them. I misspoke on that one. They're issued to them. They're allowed to broadcast on the airwaves, over the airwaves, because the federal government allows them to. And if you're not going to carry the words of the president, there's an issue there, and I don't think I'm making too big of a deal out of it at all. Look, if you ever question, you know, what's going on with AI and technology, and everybody's a spin doctor, and they put their spin on everything, and, you know, TikTok and everybody else, they'll put their spin on things, especially if they know that you didn't actually hear what the president said with your own ears, if you didn't see him speak. And that, I think, is precisely what some of the lefties want. They don't want you to hear it. Listen, first of all, number one, respect the office of the president. And that means when he speaks in a primetime address, it's usually of pretty big importance. And we are in the middle of a war with Iran. There's questions about the economy moving forward. And there's the midterm election coming up. But the words of the president, the office of the president, should be respected. And clearly, they're not being respected. So in the vacuum for a lack of actual information that the president is sharing with people, the vacuum can be filled with all sorts of stuff. And generally, not good. Let me ask you this. Why would the broadcast networks fear... carrying the president lie. He is the president of the United States. If you're fearful of some level of power that he has, then you certainly wouldn't want to take steps to irritate him if you believe he's this, you know...
Authoritarian, dictatorship, whatever.
And the media tries to sell him as such. But they don't believe it. They're partisans. Mm-hmm. They don't want conservative values to succeed. They don't want capitalism even to succeed. They are pushing for the leftist agenda, which is becoming more and more a Marxist, socialist, communistic agenda. And that's very clear and have all the evidence to back that up. But why would you fear letting people hear the words of the president? It's really freedom of speech. You think about it.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to defend my opinions. I don't fear other people's opinions. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you want to carry the president on the air when you're supposed to serve the public good? You would want the president's message to get out to everybody. It doesn't have anything to do with whether you agree with the message, or it's at least not supposed to be that way. But, you know, last night, with two networks already deciding ahead of time, before they really knew the content, that they were not going to carry the president's speech, that is something to really, you really have to think about and analyze. And look, I know this Trump derangement syndrome, it's already so entrenched in almost half the American populace. Those people aren't going to see reason, because we show examples day in and day out how they're wrong on the issues. And they're following the wrong path, and the Trump derangement syndrome won't allow them to even utilize gifts like logic and what we used to call common sense.
Two things come to mind. One that you mentioned, and we talk about all the time, how anytime the president says something about the elections and the things that went on, they have to use the words, like you said, unsubstantiated, unproven. So you take that thought and you step it aside. They did know that a lot of what he was going to talk about was the election and the Chinese. So if you're already having to dissuade the public from believing anything they are going to play by him, means they've got a concern of you believing it. So they probably don't want to give him 30 minutes to give you reasons to believe what he's saying that they don't want you to believe.
Now, they were all just, you know, yammering and going crazy over releasing Epstein files, which, by the way, they have by and large. And now the blowback is leaning toward, you declassified some of this information that actually gives up information about the victims, how awful that is, which we knew that could possibly happen if they put out all these documents en masse. You don't have the human power or time to go through every one of them and redact them properly. If you're going to release them by demand, then that is going to be one of the side effects of that. But in this case, the president did declassify the documents that show an influence campaign by China. It shows a vulnerability. And we're going to dig into that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yep, number one top story, Trump's speech. We'll dig into some of the content and, you know, how the lefty media is already, well, they've overreacted even before he said a single word. More to come. And happy Friday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we begin, I'm proud to report that our country is safer, stronger, and far wealthier than it has ever been before. We are doing great. Less than 2 years ago, we inherited an economic and social disaster after the worst inflation in 48 years, the wide open borders with millions and millions of people pouring in from all over the world, including criminals of all types, and 11,888 murderers, many of whom killed more than one person. We had
President Trump last night in the speech. Maybe you caught it, maybe you didn't. 6:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Look, when major broadcasters like ABC and NBC decide not to carry a major address by the president, you have to ask yourself, why? Why not? Why didn't they? What do they fear? Well, listen, the statements that he just made at the opening, I mean, yes, he talked about we inherited an economic and social disaster, worst inflation in 48 years, the wide open borders with millions and millions of people pouring in from all over the world, including criminals of all types, and 11,888 murderers, many of whom killed more than one person. All that is factually true. Why is it with the mainstream media, why wouldn't they want you to know that information? I mean, this is a very serious question. Why wouldn't they carry the speech? Do they fear? Do they fear what the president might say? This to me is, we're at a critical juncture. And I know we have been, and we've talked about some of this stuff. But when your license is it's a federal mandate that you serve the public good, what do you think happens when the people don't get to hear the words of the president and all they get is the spin? All they get, look, I got the transcript, right? So I printed it. It's like 11 printed pages. It's a little longer than it should have been. And the reason why? I printed it from CNN. And CNN decided that they were going to annotate. They're going to leave little notes within the body of the transcript. Now, first of all, that's bizarre. That's bizarre. Especially when you specifically are looking for the transcript. Mm-hmm. Now they tell you right in the headline, you know, it's annotated. Okay. And I thought that made it even more interesting. Okay. So when he talks about some of these issues, and they said, by the way, they even mentioned, while he did not repeat his frequent mantra that he actually won the presidential election he lost in 2020, Trump did declassify documents he said showed an influence campaign by China, a cover-up by U.S. intelligence officials, and fraud in Michigan. But then they had to note, the evidence offered mostly in highly redacted, out-of-context emails. Out of context. It has to do with influencing campaigns by China, a cover-up by U.S. intel. There's no such thing as an out-of-context email. It either matches the context or it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It can't be out of the context. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like you and I are having a discussion, and then, you know, all of a sudden I say, yeah, I heard we're spying on China. Well, if I said that, that might be of great importance. Doesn't matter that it was in the context of something else we were talking about.
Facts are facts.
Yeah. Right. And look, and I've busted the media many times before for specifically taking things out of context. So once again, they're playing the Karl Marx trick. And that is, they call you what they are. They tell you what they're actually doing. And they say, oh, out of context, because that's typically how they operate. All right. Mm-hmm. They go on to say it did not live up to those claims, but it will certainly be a grist for Trump's efforts to curtail mail-in voting and add new voter ID requirements. And the speech, along with context, you know, their mm-hmm. little annotations is below. So We had transgender for everybody. This is the president speaking. Men and women, sports, crime ravaging our cities. The whole world was laughing at us as a nation, but not anymore. 2 years ago, our country was dead. Now we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. America is respected like we have never been respected before. And then they note, this speech was billed as a major address on election security. It's starting with some standard Trump talking points. Yeah, you know why they're standard talking points? Because they're true. And it does show a difference between the Biden administration and what they're trying to do under President Trump. And a lot of it does have to do with the economy. A lot of it does have to do, you know, the lefties lie to us and say, Trump's hated around the world. Everyone hates him. No, they confuse a real respect with hatred. Maybe they don't like the fact that he is powerful, that he is making moves, he is making things happen. You know what he's doing? He's making America great again. Well, even to our so-called allies and friends, they still feel somewhat threatened by that economically we continue to do well while many of them are struggling. And quite frankly, that bothers them. Misery loves company. So that's just part of what is going on now. And the media, again, I go back to ABC and NBC deciding not to carry the speech at all. It really speaks volumes. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. That's your top story, the speech, but we've got other things that we want to get to as well. So hang in there, my friends, and happy Friday. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:37. Yep. Happy Friday, my friends. Top story, Trump's speech last night. And not just the speech, but one of your top stories is two of the three major networks decided not to carry the speech at all. And yeah, that's going to be one of my themes of today. And I am very much bothered by that. There's other things going on, of course. Wait till you get a load of this one. You ready for this, Greg?
Go for it.
Not making this up.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass sparked a little controversy, you might say, by suggesting that homeless individuals use meth to stay awake at night for their safety on the streets.
Okay.
I mean, look. If you live in a home, you could have a firearm. You could have a security system.
Right.
You could have cameras. You could have a big dog. You could have a big fence. You could be in a gated community. These people are exposed. They're vulnerable. They're out on the streets.
Right.
So their first line of defense is just staying awake and aware. So that's the reason why their highest kites and their their lives have gone downhill. It's not that they're addicted to drugs, Greg.
Right.
They need them to stay awake, to stay alive. It's that kind of dog-eat-dog world out there. We don't know. I never spent any time on Skid Row. These people are trying to survive. So they got to smoke a little meth, you know, to keep them going.
But isn't this the same woman that said, instead of treating their drug problems, we should, like, fix their teeth?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
And, all right. Just checking to look for her line of thinking here. Yeah.
But one of the other things that they do is hand out free and clean needles, because you don't want people to spread disease or anything by using dirty needles while they're injecting, well, in some cases, heroin.
Yeah.
Which, last time I checked, that doesn't make you the most alert, wide-eyed person.
It'd kill you, too.
Well, there's that side effect as well. But I'm just saying, you can't say, well, so why are you doing, heroin? Well, I got to stay awake at night. Yeah, that doesn't really have that kind of effect on most people's systems.
Interesting.
Yeah, so.
She's a little out of touch, I think, with the people on the street.
You think?
Just a little bit.
Just a tad?
A little bit. Wow.
And here, look, it gets worse. She attempts to clarify her statements amid this criticism, clearly. The city of Los Angeles allocates over $1 billion annually to combat homelessness. $1 billion.
But we've seen the problem.
The state has spent $37 billion since 2019.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Where's that money going? That's what I want. Because that, if that's the kind of money you're spending on a government program, it is a miserable failure.
And isn't that at the heart of it? They spend the money just to spend it. They spend the money and say, well, look how hard we're trying to do something about it. Instead of saying, hey, what we're attempting to do doesn't seem to be very effective. Let's try to get more bang for the buck. Let's see if there is a different, another approach that would impact these folks in a better way and hopefully get them off the streets. I mean, what is the goal? Don't you want to... the goal is you want these people to be productive, right? So you've got to get them working. I don't think you can get them working if they're high on meth all the time, or heroin, or any of the other street drugs that are going around. Of course not. You got to get them cleaned up. But first, let's just give them free needles until we can get them cleaned up.
Yeah, but they're going to have good-looking teeth.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet GMC Skylines, and good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I know why they need the heroin, because life on the street is very stressful, so they need something to take the edge off. But more seriously, I really hope that the Republican National Committee puts some money behind Steve Hilton's governorship campaign for California, because it should showcase on a national level what Gavin Newsom running for president in 2028 is going to do or attempt to do to the entire nation. The fraud, sheer fraud and waste and abuse of taxpayer dollars by spending over $1 billion combat homelessness, which just makes it even worse over there, shows widespread graft, and they should show and showcase why those policies would be horrific for the nation at large.
No, well said, as usual. Look, especially when it's federal dollars, you know, it's on the state to be good stewards of the federal monies that they are given, even if that, you know, ends up, it comes from the states initially, you give it back, but still, there has to be fiscal accountability. And there clearly is not. There are those who said, and there are statistics that back it up, that basically fraud is a major part of the California economy. We're talking about, I don't know, the seventh biggest economy if it were a country. And fraud plays a major role in helping to create that statistic. These dollars that are spread out in different communities, and a lot of it ends up back, you know, in the Democratic Party, trying to elect these same people so the cycle can perpetuate itself. But for Karen Bass to come out and to make that statement, hey, these people are on high alert, man. They got to be on meth. They got to stay awake.
Oh, that's high alert.
It's tough there. It's tough out on the streets. And then Jerry, tongue-in-cheek, you know. Well, it's stressful, too. And, you know, a little heroin helps take the edge off. Okay. It does. It shows how out of touch these people are. And then to bring up Steve Hilton, of course he would be the best thing to come along to California probably since Ronald Reagan was governor.
Yeah.
And but do enough people recognize that? Can they put their TDS aside for just a minute? Can they unplug from that? I doubt it,
yeah,
if we're being honest. I don't think they can. Now, one of the major things also you have to consider is, you know, do the elections have integrity? We know anecdotally that they've paid street people to register to vote. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know that a fact. It's been reported on. You know, of course, the left will always say, well, it's limited. It's not widespread. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
Was that substantiated, Bob?
Well,
come on.
Yeah, there's documentation to back it up, but does the left accept any of that? Well,
no.
Of course not, because it interferes with their narrative. And the fact that they know that they need to cheat on elections to retain and gain more power, that's really where it goes, and that's what the president touches on as well. We'll get more on his speech coming up here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. The weekend's here. Come on, it's all good. 6:45 News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
We had transgender for everybody, men and women sports, crime ravaging our cities. And the whole world was laughing at us as a nation, but not anymore. 2 years ago, our country was dead. Now, we are the hottest country anywhere in the world.
Good morning and welcome, President Trump and his words, as spoken last night on national television, and we had it on the radio, of course, but there was NBC and ABC for, I guess, various reasons, just didn't feel compelled to carry it. I think we're in a dangerous place when you have a federal license to broadcast and all the requirements that go with that, and you decide not to carry the sitting president of the United States and his words coming out of his mouth. you know, not editorialized on, just simply let him speak in his own words. And the people cannot decide whether or not what they're hearing makes sense, or is he just giving people a bunch of gobbledygook? Well, it shouldn't be up to the networks to decide that, because, you see, he won the election. He is in charge. He is the president. And with that comes a lot of power. But, and you can disagree with his policies and even the things that he says, but to completely censor him out, to eliminate him from broadcast airwaves when there are federal mandates in place, that opens up a whole new thing. Now, in their quasi defense, well, all he wanted to do was talk about, you know, election stuff. Well, what's not important about that? Is he going to say all the great things that was done under his administration? Yeah, just like every other president.
Yep.
But he wanted to talk about, and this is their sensitivity, they don't want fair and free elections. They don't want you to have to produce an ID. You have to produce an ID if you want to buy Sudafed, rent a car, rent a motel room.
Go to Taylor Swift's wedding,
and so many other funny politically related events where Democrats will demand that you show identification at the door.
Yes.
So, look, we know it's a total fake. It's once again, fraudulent behavior from the left. Oh, shocker. But the only reason that you wouldn't want to determine whether someone's a citizen or not and to provide photo ID when they're voting, there's only one reason. Because it allows them to cheat when you don't have to do that. When you don't have to jump through that one small little hoop, it allows them to cheat. And I can't for the life of me understand how stupid these people are. Well, they're brain damaged by Trump derangement syndrome. Talk about logic and common sense. To produce a photo ID, this is a no-brainer. They'll give you all the excuses. Well, we don't have widespread fraud. You know, the voting tabulations machines, when they checked them, are all calibrated. They all worked fine. They'll tell you about different things like that to get you off track.
Yep.
Oh, there's been no real foreign influence. You're kidding, right? There's been foreign influence on American elections going back a very long time. But in the modern world, the modern era, yes, is there a lot of influence there? One of the things that the president used, a term he used, is vulnerable. Vulnerable. Like a little girl that has a long walk home from the bus stop is vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Now, if you know that there have been pedophiles in the area, doesn't that make that even more vulnerable? Now, remember, nothing's happened to her yet. Should you take some steps to try to provide some level of safety for that little girl? Or will you just leave her vulnerable, taking a chance that she could be attacked, kidnapped, raped, or murdered? This is kind of similar to that. It's also kind of like fire insurance. Do you have fire insurance on your home? I sure hope you do. The chances of your home going up in flames, you know, is minuscule. You do know that, right? That it's probably one of the few policies that most homeowners will never, ever collect on. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Thank God. But you have it anyway, don't you?
Because it could happen.
Because, and same thing with elections. Why wouldn't you want to put in a mechanism that would help to keep some level of integrity within the election itself by asking people for IDs and stuff? Oh, yep. This is all blown out of proportion, the left would say. Oh, really? Well, listen to this. The Department of Homeland Security told election officials in California, New Jersey, Nevada, and Pennsylvania just a preliminary review. Preliminary. Didn't really dig in that deep. And they said, we found what could be more than 256,000 non-citizens registered to vote across those four states.
Wow.
And again, preliminary, no real digging, only four states. And you've got 250,000 non-citizens maybe registered to vote.
But I thought it wasn't a widespread problem there, Bob.
Well, that again, that's what the left, they'll tell you anything. Look, make no mistake about it. The left they are desperate. And they should be. What is their good idea to save America? Socialism? Yes. Is that their answer? They're going to come in riding the white horse with socialism? The government is $37 or more trillion in debt. You want more government control? Because that's what socialism is. You want them running all businesses? Basically, eliminating real capitalism, government control, socialism. Have they shown a real great track record of success in running businesses, producing a profit? That's absurd and ridiculous. These people, for the most, even Republicans, a lot of them, don't have a clue about running a business. But you are going to put your faith in government officials to run businesses and your life. That's what socialism is. And that's their answer. The Democrats' answer is more socialism, more handouts, more, you know, programs, you know, trying to take more money from people who've accomplished something, penalizing success in America. They want to continue to go down that road. It's obscene, really. And those with Trump derangement syndrome are, look, they're on a train. They're on a train headed to a bad place. Okay? I don't want to make... I don't want to draw any parallels to something so horrific as a Holocaust, but they're on a train that's not going to a good place. And of course they don't realize it. They're buying in 100% to the lefty message, and the media doesn't do us any favors. The media that won't even allow the President of the United States to speak on their airwaves directly so that the American people can make the decision of whether what they're hearing makes sense or is truthful. No, they're going to eliminate his voice entirely. That's exactly what ABC and NBC did last night. It is horrific. We are headed to a very bad place. But we are Americans. We are America. We've had threats before, foreign and domestic. We've overcome. We will overcome this as well. So there's a lot of positivity in all of this. And hopefully this, all these things that are occurring now will serve as an eye-opener to a lot of people, and they'll maybe begin to understand. Maybe there'll be an epiphany, a great awakening. That's what I pray for. That's what I hope for. Meanwhile, some people are getting their panties all up in a wad because the Blue Angels blew some dust up at the beach. You've got to be kidding me, right? Yeah. I'm going to defend these pilots coming up next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. More, of course, on the president's speech last night right here on 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.